Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that's super relevant, I think, for any leaders at small or mid-sized financial institutions.
Definitely.
You know, we're thinking about those who are managing, you know, maybe around 500 million to 1.5 billion in assets.
Right.
It's all about navigating the world of IT, but with a twist.
Yeah.
So have you heard of fractional technology leadership?
I have. It's a concept that's gaining traction, especially given the challenges that these institutions are facing.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about keeping legacy systems running, trying to innovate, attract top tech talent.
Right.
Oh, and don't forget about staying on top of those ever-changing regulatory pressures.
And ending.
Somehow leading the charge on digital transformation.
Uh-huh. It's a lot. It is. And, you know, that's where the idea of bringing in a fractional CIO or CEO can be a game changer.
Okay, so tell me more about that because I'm not really sure what that means.
Beer.
What exactly is a fractional CIO or CAO?
Well, imagine having someone with deep expertise in these exact areas, but without the commitment and cost of a full-time executive.
So it's kind of like having a superhero on speed dial.
Well, kind of like that. They're highly experienced technology leaders who work with you on a part-time basis, providing strategic guidance and hands-on support.
I see.
Think of it as having a seasoned expert on call, ready to tackle your most pressing IT challenges.
So how is that different from, say, hiring a consultant for a specific project?
That's a great question.
I imagine those can get pretty pricey, too.
Consultants are great for those short-term projects, but they usually disappear once the job's done.
Right.
Fractional leaders, on the other hand, provide that ongoing strategic vision and leadership.
Okay.
They're invested in your long-term success, but in a way that's more flexible and cost-effective than a full-time hire.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal here, especially for institutions that might not have the budget for a whole team of IT experts.
Right.
But let's get real. Does this actually work in practice?
Yeah.
What's the proof?
That's where looking at real-world examples gets really interesting.
Okay.
One case that comes to mind is Paul Zyla of Perlin Horizons, LLC.
Okay.
He's got over 35 years in IT.
Wow.
With a ton of experience as a CISO and senior IT consultant.
And the cool thing is he's worked with a variety of institutions, from financial services to healthcare to even airlines.
Exactly.
So he gets the unique challenges faced by different industries.
Yeah. And one thing that stood out to me was how Paul helped a credit union with $2.2 billion in assets redefine their entire approach to technology.
Really?
He essentially transformed it from just keeping the lights on to a real driver of business process optimization.
That's huge. It sounds like he helped them see technology as a strategic asset, not just a cost center.
Right.
But I'm curious, how does this fractional leadership model actually save money compared to hiring someone full time?
Okay.
I mean, is it just about the salary or are there other cost benefits?
It's definitely about more than just the salary. Think about all the costs associated with a full-time executive. Benefits, bonuses, paid time off, even office space and equipment.
Yeah, that's true.
With a fractional leader, you're only paying for the expertise and time you actually need.
That makes a lot of sense. And I imagine it also gives you access to specialized skills that you might not be able to afford full time. It's like having a whole team of experts rolled into one.
Precisely. And that can be incredibly valuable, especially when you're dealing with things like cybersecurity, regulatory compliance, and those big, hairy digital transformation projects.
Speaking of which, I know our listeners probably thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but how can fractional leadership help me right now?
Yeah.
Let's get specific. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Well, let's start with one of the biggest headaches facing financial institutions today. The talent shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Finding and keeping skilled IT professionals is tough for everyone, but especially for smaller institutions.
It's like everyone's fighting for the same small pool of talent.
Exactly. And that's where a fractional leader can really make a difference.
How so?
They can help you attract and retain top talent by creating a more flexible and engaging work environment. They can also provide mentorship and training to your existing staff, helping them develop new skills and advance their careers.
So it's about building up your internal capabilities while still having that high-level expertise to guide the way a director. I like that. Yeah. But what about those other challenges we mentioned earlier, like modernizing legacy systems and navigating those constant regulatory changes?
Yeah.
How does a fractional leader help with that?
Well, they bring a wealth of experience to the table, having likely faced those same challenges in other institutions. They can help you assess your current systems, identify areas for improvement, and develop a roadmap for modernization.
So instead of feeling overwhelmed by all the options and the jargon, They can help you cut through the noise and make those tough decisions.
Exactly. And when it comes to compliance, they can help you stay ahead of the curve by keeping up with the latest regulations and implementing best practices for data security and privacy.
That peace of mind alone is probably worth its weight in gold, especially in the financial industry where the stakes are so high.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about digital transformation. Everyone's talking about it, but actually doing it can feel like climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, I hear you. You've got to figure out what technologies to adopt, how to integrate them into your existing systems, and how to train your staff to use them effectively. It can be incredibly daunting.
And that's where a fractional leader can be your Sherpa, guiding you through the process and helping you avoid those costly missteps.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the big picture here. Fractional leadership isn't just about saving money. It's about gaining access to expertise, flexibility, and strategic guidance that can help you tackle those challenges head-on and really thrive in today's digital world.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's about thinking outside the box and finding creative solutions that work for your specific situation.
And speaking of outside-the-box thinking, I understand Paul has some experience helping institutions navigate mergers and acquisitions. That's a pretty big deal in the financial industry, right?
It is. And it can be a technological nightmare if not handled correctly.
Oh, I bet. You've got to integrate different systems, potentially different security protocols. It sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It can be, but that's where Paul's expertise really shines. He's been through it multiple times and knows how to make that transition as smooth as possible.
So instead of just reacting to problems as they come up, he can proactively plan for those challenges and ensure the technology actually supports the goals of the merger.
Exactly. And that can make all the difference in the success of the integration.
I'm sensing a theme here. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about having the right leadership in place to guide the strategy and ensure that technology is being used effectively to achieve those bigger business goals.
You hit the nail on the head. And that's what makes this concept of fractional leadership so compelling. It's about bringing in the right expertise at the right time to help you navigate those complex challenges and really unlock the potential of your institution.
So what if our listeners thinking, okay, I'm intrigued, but what would this look like for my institution? Where do I even begin?
Well, that's where someone like Paul can really add value. He
Yeah.
takes the time to understand your specific challenges, your goals, and your culture.
Okay.
And from there, he can help you determine if fractional leadership is the right fit and what that engagement might look like.
So it's not a cookie cutter approach.
Exactly. And one thing that sets Paul apart is his focus on clear communication and building strong relationships. He's not just there to tell you what to do.
Right.
He's there to work alongside you as a trusted advisor.
I think that's so important, especially when you're talking about something as critical as IT. You need someone you can trust, someone who understands your business and can speak your language.
Absolutely. And Paul's also got a knack for explaining complex technical concepts in a way that's easy to understand, even for those who aren't IT experts.
Yeah, that's a key quality in any good leader. I think especially in today's world where technology is constantly changing. You need someone who can bridge that gap between the technical and the business side of things.
Couldn't agree more. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's top of mind for many financial institutions these days, cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah, cybersecurity.
Excellent.
It's a constant game of cat and mouse, isn't it?
It is, and the threats are only getting more sophisticated, but the good news is that Paul has deep expertise in this area.
Okay.
He's helped institutions develop and implement robust security frameworks, prioritize security controls, and ensure data stays safe and sound.
So he's not just reacting to breaches after they happen, he's proactively building in security from the ground up.
Exactly. He helps institutions create a security-first culture where everyone understands their role in protecting sensitive data. And he's particularly skilled in areas like SOC, that's Security Operations Center, and GRC governance, risk, and compliance.
Okay, hold on. Could you break those down for our listeners who might not be familiar with all the acronyms?
Of course, the SOC is essentially a centralized hub where a team monitors and responds to security threats in real time. It's like having a 247 security guard for your digital assets.
Okay.
And GRC is a framework for managing and mitigating risks related to IT finance and compliance.
Right.
It's about making sure you have the right policies, procedures, and controls in place to protect your institution.
So it's a holistic approach to security, not just about putting up firewalls and hoping for the best.
It's about understanding the threats, assessing your vulnerabilities, and implementing a multi-layered approach to security that includes technology processes and people.
Now, one thing I found fascinating in the material we reviewed is Paul's experience with cloud-based platforms like Salesforce, Workday, and Axiom Financial.
Yes, these platforms are becoming increasingly popular in the financial sector, and for good reason, they offer a lot of benefits in terms of cost efficiency, flexibility, and scalability.
But I imagine integrating them into your existing systems can be a challenge.
Absolutely. It's not just about flipping a switch. You need to carefully plan the integration, ensure data integrity, and train your staff on the new platforms. And that's where Paul's expertise comes in.
Okay.
He's got a deep understanding of these platforms and how to leverage them effectively to achieve business goals.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about understanding how to use it strategically to improve your operations, your customer experience, and ultimately your bottom line.
Exactly. And that's a key differentiator for someone like Paul. He's not just a tech whiz. He's a strategic thinker who understands the business implications of technology.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like one of the biggest benefits of fractional leadership is having access to that strategic perspective, that ability to see the big picture and make those tough decisions about where to invest your resources.
You're absolutely right. And that can be incredibly valuable for smaller institutions that might not have the bandwidth or expertise to do that kind of strategic planning on their own.
So for our listener who's maybe feeling overwhelmed by all the demands of managing IT in today's fast-paced world, fractional leadership offers a way to tap into that expertise and get that support without breaking the bank.
Exactly. And it can be a great way to free up your time and mental energy to focus on those core business functions that only you can do.
So instead of feeling like you're constantly putting out fires, you can actually start thinking strategically about how to leverage technology to achieve your long-term goals.
Right now, I know we've been talking a lot about Paul and his expertise, but I want to emphasize that he's not the only fractional leader out there.
Right.
There are many talented individuals who can provide this type of service.
That's a good point. So for our listener who's thinking, okay, this sounds great, but how do I find the right fractional leader for my institution? What advice would you give them?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say it's crucial to be clear about your specific needs and challenges.
Okay.
What are the biggest pain points you're facing in terms of IT? Where do you need the most help?
Right.
Once you have a good understanding of your needs, you can start looking for someone with the right experience and expertise to address those specific areas.
So it's not just about finding a generalist. It's about finding someone who really understands the nuances of your industry and the specific challenges you're facing.
Exactly. For example, if cybersecurity is a major concern, you'll want to look for someone with a deep background in that area.
Makes sense.
If you're planning a major digital transformation project, you'll need someone with experience in project management and change management.
So it's about matching the expertise to the need.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you actually go about finding these fractional leaders? Are there specific platforms or networks?
There are. There are a number of online platforms and networks that connect fractional executives with businesses.
Okay.
You can also reach out to industry associations or even just ask around in your network.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by who knows someone.
Word of mouth is always a good bet. But once you've found someone who seems like a good fit on paper, what are some key questions to ask them during the interview process?
That's a great question. I definitely start by digging into their experience with institutions similar to yours.
Okay.
Have they worked with financial institutions before? Do they understand the regulatory landscape? Ask for specific examples of how they've helped other institutions overcome challenges similar to the ones you're facing.
So it's about getting beyond the buzzwords and really understanding what they've actually accomplished in the past.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask about their approach to communication and collaboration. How do they prefer to work with clients? How often will they be available? What kind of reporting can you expect?
It's like any relationship. Communication is key. And I imagine it's also important to get a sense of their personality and whether they'd be a good cultural fit for your institution.
Absolutely. You'll be working closely with this person, so you want to make sure there's a good rapport and that you feel comfortable communicating openly and honestly.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to Paul and Perlin Horizons. I know some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, this all sounds amazing, but how do I learn more about what Paul specifically offers and whether he might be a good fit for my institution?
That's a great point. Paul's actually hosting a professional lunch and learn Zoom session.
Oh, wow.
On December 4th, 2024 at 12 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
Specifically for financial institutions.
Great.
It's titled, Are You Ready to Think Outside the Box? And it's a great opportunity to learn more about his approach to fractional leadership and ask any questions you might have.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. How can our listeners register?
The registration link is in our show notes. Just search for Are You Ready to Think Outside the Box? And you'll find its space is limited, though, so I encourage everyone to sign up as soon as possible.
Great. And for those who can't make the live session or who want to connect with Paul directly for a consultation, how can they reach him?
They can reach out to him at Perlin Horizons via email at perlinhorizons@gmail.com or by phone at 612-202-7756.
Perfect. We'll be sure to include all that information in our show notes as well. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. What are some key takeaways you hope our listeners will walk away with?
First and foremost, I hope they've gained a better understanding of what fractional leadership is and how it can benefit financial institutions, especially those in the small to mid-size range. I also hope they realize that they don't have to go alone when it comes to IT. There are experts out there who can provide the guidance and support they need to thrive in today's digital world.
It's about finding that right partner who can help you navigate the complexities of technology and leverage it strategically to achieve your goals.
Absolutely. And remember, sometimes the best solutions come from thinking outside the box. Fractional leadership might just be the innovative approach you've been looking for to solve your IT challenges and unlock the full potential of your institution.
I love it. A perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into fractional technology leadership. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.